speed. 94 DTY mobile.
DTY, stand 4, good over here.
Yep.
I think. I
just want to jump in and say, hey, Terry, I think it was your brother looking for you a little bit ago. I'm supposed to be headed over there, which I am, to help him with some stuff.
It's about an hour ago.
I'll be heading over there an hour ago. I forgot some stuff at my house. I ended up turning around and going back home.
Supposed to do that. He's
going to
call you forgetful.
I'm getting up there in age now where I'd have to start writing things down.
Okay.
Tell me. Still there or if I'm just not quite hitting the repeater or not, that's KI4DTY. I caught part of what you were saying.
Hey, you got me now.
You're definitely in the static, or I'm in the static.
You're pretty good. It's probably me. Well, so anyhow, are you over 50?
Yes. I feel like I'm knocking on the door, but nope, not there yet.
Wait till you hit 68. You'll be writing things down everywhere.
I'm not writing things down now, so it's not been a good ride so far.
You just kind of ride along and do the best you can every day, bud. Well, listen, I'm going to jump out. I just wanted to say hey and let you know, like I said, I believe it's your brother looking for you. And you have found it. You have fun out there. Now get over to your brother's place and help him out. He's like my little brother. He needs all the help he can get.
He needs all the help he can get, so and I don't know how much I can give him, but I'm going to try. So we're going to try to get a little antenna up on his house.
KI4EJY, hey, y'all, I resemble those remarks.
Neighborhood Daniel, hey, listen, y'all carry on. I'll check out with you later. KN4, BWA, 73s, I'm clear.
73s, Steve, it was good talking to you. Talk to you later.
Heading this way, Daniel.
Yes, and remembered I forgot the soldering iron, so I had to turn around and come back.
Getting from Lowe's.
Anything from Lowe's. I just had reached the point of Lowe's and then remembered I forgot the soldering iron.
Oh, okay. Well, you can leave it with me when you come over here, so I have a soldering iron over here.
Sorry, I think you'll have to get your own. But I am up at the top of the hill about to turn left.
Minute. KI4, EJY clear.
EJY clear.
N4ZLK. Hey, Daniel.
Thinking about you last night. I was going to text you. How's it going?
How'd you get hold of that guy I sent you the link to?
I did not go and contact him yet. I wanted to try to get some more information from my dad to kind of see exactly which state he was in when he saw he had his call sign.
Help him narrow it down. If you all you have is the year, that I think he can still find it. It'll just take him longer. But he'll look it up by name.
He was either in Virginia or in North Carolina. So I was just going to check with my dad to kind of see what year and which state he thought he was in, just to make sure I have as much details as possible. But I do appreciate you sending that to me. I'm excited and hopeful I can, or he can help me.
Like I said, if it was before the, anytime before late 80s and maybe early 90s, it won't matter. Virginia, North Carolina were the same call area, so it should be shouldn't matter what state as long as he's in the same call area. Because they, like I told you, that you had to, wherever you lived, you had to have a call in that call area.
Yeah, that'll be, like, hopeful that this guy can find it, because that would be pretty cool if he can. But you out? Are you headed to work tonight?
I'm out. Start the work week.
You work, you're working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or is it Friday as well?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday nights.
Be careful out there. There's a lot of crazy drivers out there.
I'm KB2HXS. You hear all that static? I think there's some interference on the repeater now. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Well, he said crazy driver, and I thought he meant me. That's why I threw my call in there. Hello, gentlemen, and Shane.
Hi, do you know Daniel?
A time or two. Go ahead, Daniel. Pick it up and say hello. KB2HXS. I got to talk slow for Shane because, you know, he has a hard time with my New York accent.
I married a Yankee, so I'm used to that New York-ish accent. But, nope, I'm actually just got to my destination, so I'm going to back out and let you guys carry on. But, Shane, it was good talking to you. And, Dave, it was good hearing your voice as well. But I'll follow back up with you later, Shane. 7-3s, guys.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
All right, see you, Daniel. Have a good day. And hello, Rusty. Take it away.
Well, hello, Shane. Bye, Daniel. Have a good one. And hello, Dave. I heard you earlier. I just couldn't get back to you. I was in a bad area. Go ahead, Shane.
Rusty, good to hear you today. Go ahead, Dave.
You're right now just north of Pleasantburg on Wade Hampton, and man, the machine is just noisy. I can hardly hear the machine. It keeps popping out. So, I mean, I'm doing good. I just got done with a problem child furnace. I got to order some parts for it, and then we'll see what happens.
You're in a bad area there, Shane. David, you're back, popping in and out, so don't know what's going on, but go ahead, Shane, W2T.
I can't think of anything to say about David, so I'll just say it's got to be where he is, his location. I'm just headed into work, guys. Just left the house, had a good weekend. Got to spend some time with the family, moved one of my daughters to another apartment, and got to see all the grandbabies. Got to watch one of them yesterday, and got a good nap today, so I'm ready to go. N4ZLK.
Steve, can you hear me better now? In Pleasantburg area, just a minute ago, and as soon as I crested the hill here, not exactly sure what part of town I'm in here, but I'm sure I'm a little bit better into the machine.
You got to make sure you're in the right part of town. And, you know, there are some of those parts of town out there you don't want to get into. Something might bite you out there. Go ahead, Shane.
Spit it right back out if they bit him. You got the Paris Mountain probably blocking part of your... part of where you are over there. That's probably why, in the shadow there.
Oh, yeah. And don't worry, my friend. I will bite back.
Those things that bite could be poisonous, you know? Anyway, good to hear both of you on here. I've been sitting here listening. I'm at the computer waiting on some things, waiting on some phone calls to come in and trying to get some work done before I go to rehearsal tonight. I only got one tonight, which makes things a little easier. I don't have... handbells, I got just barbershop rehearsal, so, you know, that'll take care of a good part of the evening, and I guess you could say it'll keep me out of trouble. I don't know, maybe get me into a whole bunch of it. I can't, sometimes I wonder, being an officer of the chapter, you sometimes wonder if you get in more trouble being there or not. Go ahead, Shane, W2T.
Volunteered to be an officer, you probably put yourself in front of a lot of trouble. Anytime there's a bunch of people getting together and there's officers, there's always some trouble that goes along with it.
And I'm always in trouble. Yeah, I should be in the clear now. I just, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of the road I just passed, but I'm in the clear now, I believe.
At least we can hear you when you talk. not sure we want to hear you, but we can hear you when you talk. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't. That popped out loud. I didn't mean to say that. But it's good to hear everybody. And I'm still trying to recover from trying to catch a cold yesterday, and that didn't work out too well. But anyway, I'm feeling better today, and that gets things going, so hopefully it'll clear out, completely clear out, and then I'll be able to be myself again. Go ahead, Shane.
Hope you weren't trying too hard to catch it, and it sounds like it worked out the right way if you're feeling better. So, Dave, looks like you're about to have a change of seasons, at least this week. You're going to have to start working on the air conditions now.
I got three calls I got to get to. And they just date back to the installs. I just want to check the AC side now. But I'm actually doing a furnace install tomorrow over on the Cherrydale side of town. Jimmy and I are changing out a furnace. So that should be pretty good. But, yeah, I'm funny, Rusty, funny. But not to call you Dusty because you're getting kind of old, aren't you, Shane?
I'm kind of getting old, and let's see, 6 weeks, and I'll hit 76, so, you know. But, hey, as long as I'm still up and kicking, I'm going to continue trying to do it, kicking as high as I can every chance I get. So, you know, do the best I can at that. And, I'm probably going to get someone out. Y'all talking about that reminds me, I probably need to get somebody over here to do a service call on my place, get things checked out. So, anyway, go ahead, Shane.
Make an old age comment. I'm just honored to be in a group of such elders. How about that? Go ahead, Dave.
I'm going to be 60 in April, so I'm alive and kicking. I'm good with that. The 14th.
I'll reach 76 the day before you turn 60, my friend, and I'll just continue to call you a young man.
Hey.
That makes both of you a young man. Go ahead, Shane.
Sure, but it's catching up quick, it seems like.
Watch me.
You keep driving that truck, it'll catch up to you quick. That's why I came off the road a young man, you know. What's the old joke? I went on the road as a young man and came off an old man?
Yeah. You know, but it's different doing what I do than what you did. So I get to be home every night. I only make relatively short drives, you know, two and a half hours, maybe three at the most in one stretch.
I didn't stay on the road my whole life, you know. Let me see if I have this. Yeah, that's why I didn't stay on the road my whole life. I moved furniture for 20-some-odd years, and I called it quits. I had enough, you know. You got to know when to hold them and when to fold them.
At our church, who was a truck driver, and she did it for 30 years. And I was offered a chance to be a truck driver because I had to, when I was in the service, I had to learn to drive 18-wheelers because some of the equipment, computer equipment we had to have replacement things for it. They were big, huge things that had to be picked up, and I had to go from Charleston to Atlanta to get them with pulling a small short trailer, flatbed trailer, because these items were generators for drum printers, and they weighed about 2.5 tons a piece, and it took a small crane to unload them and put them in place when we got them back to the site there at the Navy base there in Charleston. Go ahead, Shane.
Does the military, I know they've got special made trucks for the military, but do they just make them to look old, or are they as old as they look?
Some of them are probably as old as they look, but I was lucky that when I had to learn to drive it and did this, it was, I had a relatively, and I'll say relatively new rig to drive, and I was making that trip from Charleston to Atlanta, and which means I left Charleston, went up to Columbia, went over to Augusta, and then went over that way on over into Atlanta to pick up, because the place I had to go to pick stuff up was on that side of Atlanta, and then make the trip back. And that was some fun trips, making it going that way to get where I had to go. But I was getting paid, and they were giving me extra money for my meals while I was traveling. So, and I only had to do it overnight once.
Okay, I was just trying to keep the round table going. Yeah, I had a big old bunk on my cab. My last one had an 84-inch bunk, so I stayed my overnights in the truck. But that was fun days. I enjoyed those days. I don't think I'll go back to them, but I have the good memories of them. Shane?
We're now here in traffic. Hank, give me just a minute. Take it, Rusty. N4ZLK.
All right, I'll throw it back over to you in a minute. Yeah, well, in the early, late 60s, Dave, and we didn't have sleepers. The Navy, the military didn't have sleeper units, all of them. And the only reason I had to stay overnight is because they weren't able to load me the afternoon I got there. And they knew I was coming in, so they knew it was going to be late for me getting there. But they, and the military, the Navy base set up for me to have a one night overnight at the hotel there in Atlanta and come back the next day. And my wife wasn't too happy about that back then.
I'm wondering if they're still using that same truck, Rusty. Still on the road today, because I know they don't. I don't think they get a lot of use, do they? They sit a lot and then go out on weekend trips or something.
My turn.
Okay, my radio is freaking out there for a second. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, no problem. But gentlemen, I'm going to sign out. I'm coming up Taylor's Road here. I'm going to be at the house here momentarily. So you two pick it up. Good to hear from you. Have a good night, Rusty. And you too, Shane. 73 to both of you. It's KB2HXS.
See you later, Dave W. U2T. Go ahead, Shane.
Good evening, Dave. Good to hear you today. N4ZLK.
Do you still make the runs down to Atlanta and back these days, Shane?
Go down to my first place down in exit 96 there at Pleasantdale, and then drop two there, and then take one from there over to Fulton County Airport, which is at the west side of Atlanta, 285 and Interstate 20, and then I bring two back from there to Greenville.
You're taking full load. You're taking tandem units. You're taking doubles down there, and bringing them back, and then sometimes bringing them back, and sometimes bringing a full size trailer back, huh?
I don't ever bring a full size trailer, 53-foot. For whatever reason, they just don't have it. They don't load them out for our place. We get some occasionally from Greensboro, but. This particular route, the way it's set up, it only either pulls a single if there's not enough, or it'll pull two short trailers back at the same time.
Yeah, I saw a guy. I was coming back from Florida the other day. I was ready to call the cops on a truck driver that was pulling. He was pulling two of the shorties on a tandem load there. And he was all over the road, and I don't know whether what I had years ago when I worked for a company here in Spartanburg, I had to go down to one of our remote sites down outside the other side of Columbia, and I come back one morning because I was coming back at about just around 5 o'clock in the morning. And this one guy that was driving a truck, he was trying to drive his tractor trailer rig while eating a bowl of cereal or soup or something. And I called the cops on him.
It's a good idea for him to be doing that, but sometimes I see them there, either on their phone, or which they're not supposed to be, or they just could be a little sleepy, or trying to look at something else in the cab and not paying attention. It happens. You see them out there. Sometimes the road's so rough, it kind of kicks you back and forth a little bit for a certain section of the road.
I understand, but this guy was going down 26, or he was going up 26 coming up, and he was about where that split was, where 385 splits off 26, and And like I said, he was all over the road. And then at one point in time, I got to the point where I could get up beside him. And when I got up beside him and I saw what he was doing, then that's when I called the cops. Otherwise, I'd let him go because he took the swing on the 385, and I went on up. I came on up 26, and all. But watching him do that and all over the road, trying to eat while he was driving, that needed to be stopped.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy stuff, but good idea to stay focused and keep your eyes down the road and keep your hands on the wheel.
Well, my most interesting interaction with tractor trailer rig was back when I was still in the reserves and making several of the guys and I were riding together, and we were headed down from, we drilled out of the reserve center in Greenville, and we drilled down in Columbia, down in Charleston every other week, the Naval Supply Center, because we were a supply unit, and we were going down 26 headed towards Charleston. We were in a pickup truck, and the guy driving, I'm glad I would. All of a sudden, we see this big tire from off of an 18-wheeler come bouncing up the road. It bounced about, 8 or 9 feet in front of us, and it bounced over the pickup truck. If that had hit the windshield, several of us would have probably been dead or in the hospital for sure, because that was nasty. We got on down the road, and there was the truck sitting on the side of the road with one of his wheels missing.
Able to pull off without, you know, wrecking, and I'm glad that tire didn't hit anything. A lot of times when especially a front tire, when the front tire blows, it can cause an accident if you're not careful. That's why you got to have your hands on the wheel. That's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons. Keep those hands on the wheel in case the front tire blows.
Well, fortunately for him, this was a trailer. This was off of his, trailer. It was one of the, it was on the front axle of the front of the back two axles, and the tire wheel came off of that. And like I said, that sucker was flying down the road. It missed the car in front of us, and then missed us. And we got up the road about, you know, quarter of a mile up the road, and we could see him sitting over there on the side. And at that point in time, he was a 17 wheeler.
The more time you spend on the road, the more crazy things you see. I've seen a few things in 8 years, almost 9 years of doing this. I haven't seen as many crazy things as I thought I would, but I don't really want to. I just want everything to go along smooth and be normal.
No, and like I said, I just made the trip. You know, I was down to Florida for a couple of weeks, and trip down, trip back. So, you know, those get to be interesting. That's all I can say about that. Some of the things I saw on the road going down and coming back, both were kind of screwy, if you know what I mean.
It's a dangerous place. It's a dangerous place out there, that's for sure, being on the road.
In these days, Shane?
5:30, and I usually end up getting done anywhere from 6:30 to 7:30 in the morning.
Okay. I figured it was that time, because you weren't running local, so I knew you weren't going to be through at 6:30 or 7:30 that same night. So anyway, well, I'm going to let you get on there, because I'm going to go over here. I got to go feed the dog and start gathering things up, get stuff out in the car, because I got to leave here about 6 o'clock myself, headed to rehearsal. I got to meet some of the guys early to discuss a few things. So anyway, I will catch up with you later. You have a good one, and be safe out there on the road tonight. As they say, we keep it between the digits. N4ZLK, W2T73.
Rusty, good to hear you. Enjoy that rehearsal. And don't be too hard on those guys, you know, that you're meeting early. N4ZLK, talk to you later.
Mobile monitoring on 610.